Josh Rudder, he's not Lizzie or Lissy. He's just Josh, and he's a champ. He's the media manager at the Melbourne Racing Club. It's a big morning out there, building up to the Caulfield Guineas and Thousand Guineas meeting on the weekend. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Half, Whitey, and everyone in the Big Breakfast Club land.
Yes, great to have you with us, and we appreciate that sentiment. We would normally be hanging out with you this morning, Josh, if the world was a normal place, and we're not. We're quite disappointed about that. How's it looking in the build-up to one of the big days on the calendar?
Yeah, likewise. It's very different. A little bit eerie out here this morning. You know, we had this beautiful weather over the weekend, beach weather, and now we're looking at Mount Hotham. It is freezing. Just getting some feeling back in my left toe, big toe, as I talk to you. But we're missing you guys, and we're certainly missing the big breakfast that usually gets served out here.
Now, are we seeing all the champs out there on track this morning, just fine-tuning themselves for the big meeting coming up this weekend?
Yeah, we've had a very busy morning this morning. We had some outside visitors and plenty of locals using the course proper. The track was in great condition. We had a little bit of rainfall over the weekend, about 12 mils, and we're working on a soft five. The first ones to go off from the outside horses were Chris Waller pair in the very promising Maunga with his oldest stablemate, Humidor. And Humidor showed the new boy around Caulfield. He's had so much great success here at Caulfield. Humidor running in the best weight for age races, and he led the way in the gallop. And Maunga, a big raw sort of bugger. He's very new to the caper, but he's obviously got the talent. He worked on the outside for Damien Oliver. Whether it's coming up a little bit too soon for Maunga, that's the question. He's probably not as the complete package, the press statement and the Autumn Sun were going into the Caulfield Guineas for Chris Waller, but he's obviously got the ability.
Well, that's a good little lead-in for the punters as they do their prep for the weekend's racing. So the Waller pair were out there. Who else is sort of catching your eye this morning?
So Cherry Tortoni was a little bit of the news out here this morning. Patrick Payne, trained horse. Beautifully bred horse, of course. The grandmother of this horse was Whisk, who won the Thousand Guineas in 1990 and was also the mother of Tie the Knot. So a great family. And Cherry Tortoni worked on the course proper under the guidance of his trainer, Patrick Payne, the magic hands of Patrick Payne. Worked well, but Patrick's a little bit concerned about the wet weather this week in Melbourne. So he's going to probably accept for the spring champion in Sydney, the Group 1 in Sydney, and also the Caulfield Guineas. I think he wants to stay in Melbourne, but the weather and the track is a concern. So don't be surprised if Cherry Tortoni does go up to Sydney. And, you know, in my personal opinion, this is not Patrick's, just my opinion, does shape like a horse that's going to enjoy the 2,000 metres of the spring champion.
Okay. Yeah, it's a bit of a problem, Josh, this week. Looking at the weather forecast, they're saying that up to 50 mils of rain to fall sort of between late today into sort of Thursday. The forecast is okay come the weekend. It's just a question of how much rain falls on the track between now and then.
It's true, Whitey, but, you know, these modern-day metropolitan racetracks are built to cop this rain. As I said, we know we had 12 mils over the weekend and we're now on a soft five. As long as that rain stops on Thursday and we get a clear day Friday, clear day on Saturday, I think, you know, the track will hold up really well. It's really healthy. We've had a beautiful wet year for weather, nice warmth into the early spring, lots of rain. The track couldn't be healthier. So I would think it wouldn't be worse than that soft five, but that really depends on, you know, the forecast is as hard as finding one of the Melbourne Cup winner, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah, exactly. Now, as you leave us, Josh, you've always got a good whisper. Under the cloak of darkness. Just to give us for Saturday that you may have seen, not just necessarily today, but over the last few days. What have you got for us?
Well, I'm really happy with the way Mutas Sierra is going. Her first up win was outstanding. I know the Mara and Justice Camp are deciding whether they run Saturday in the Maruna Stakes against three-year-old fillies or on Wednesday in the Blue Sapphire. She's a dynamic filly, as I said, with a great turn of foot. She's one I want to be on this week at Caulfield, wherever she runs.
Righto. Muntasira. Muntasira is what we're looking forward to. Josh, it is an absolute pleasure to have you on the program. Next time we'll be able to high-five each other in person, which would be nice. Have a great week.
I can't wait, guys. Good luck and happy racing to all the listeners.